were quite fine. It was just the performance wasn't great. And Raving Mad Marigold says, I did the sound for the Piranhas. This was at Aston University in the 80s, and they were ace. So we've put that record straight. You can call for the Women's Minute. 0500 288 291. We need to know, as you know, by the way, the voice is off from Philippa. Philippa Busby. We want to know who you are, where you are, what you're driving, and this week's theme, I still love my kids because... I'll explain why later. I still love my kids because 0500 288 291. Hello, Philippa. What do you have?
Hello, Simon. Well, if you've ended up with a home phone deal that you didn't ask for or isn't what you were promised, you're in good company. The telecoms regulator Ofcom says it's engaged in a renewed struggle against mis-selling after receiving around 600 complaints from customers in the past month. It had been tackling the issue pretty well. So why is it worsening again? Let's ask Eddie Murphy, telecoms analyst at Priory Consulting. Hello, Eddie.
Good afternoon. So
this mis-selling, how might it be carried out? Let's explain it first.
Well, there are different types of mis-selling. Probably the best known that has received a lot of coverage lately is a thing called slamming, where a customer is switched to another provider without their knowledge. But there are other things that go on as well. So, for instance, communications companies passing themselves off as other organizations, or communications providers failing to inform potential customers about potentially serious aspects of their contract, like termination fees or contract durations, that sort of thing.
And why do you think it may be getting worse again?
The market for communication services in the UK is one of the most competitive in the world, and it's got even more competitive lately because a lot of operators are now locating equipment in BT's exchanges, and they have a strong financial incentive to make sure that equipment gets filled up very quickly.
Right, OK, so it's all about competition for those customers, but presumably that can be a good thing too, because it maybe means that customers are getting a better deal.
Oh yes, as far as price is concerned, the UK customer gets a very good deal indeed. People have been pay relatively low fees for all sorts of communication services. I mean, we've seen in the last couple of years a lot of companies providing what they call free broadband services. They're not actually free, but they're bundled with other services, and that's quite a good deal as long as things go relatively well and there aren't any problems encountered.
Nevertheless, there is sharp practice out there, otherwise Ofcom wouldn't be getting these complaints and wouldn't be having to do something about it. What can you do as a customer to prevent yourself being scammed in this way?
Well, you have to watch when you're dealing with organisations. You have to read the small print. I know it's boring, but it actually is very, very important. And also, if somebody does try and slam you, that is, transfer you to another operator without your knowledge, then you should get a letter from the supplier that you're being moved away from saying, sorry to be losing you. If you get one of those letters and you don't know why you've received it, then you should take immediate action by contacting both the supplier that you are leaving and the supplier that's trying to take you up, saying, I didn't authorise this, stop it.
OK, thank you very much. Good to speak to you. That's Eddie Murphy, telecoms analyst at Priory Consulting.
Philippa, thank you. It's 5:31 now.